I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
There's a prank making the rounds on social media, and it caught the attention of the Denver Police Department. And they're investigating now what went down at the Bass Pro Shop on Saturday. The Stapleton Bass Pro Shop. And I guess the Bass Pro Shops are famous for their huge live fish tank that they have in there. And I guess one of the deals in this series of pranks that have gone viral online, it encourages people to jump in to the aquarium off the upper bridge. I guess there's a bridge that goes, and most of the Bass Pro Shops are built the same way. They have a huge fish tank in them, and there's this kind of bridge you can go over and look down in there and watch the fishes all swimming around.
Yeah. Now, well, the pranksters encourage that. The Bass Pro does not.
Well, now the thing is, there's these videos of teens jumping into to swim around with the fishes off of this bridge. And they got their buddies filming it and posting it online. Didn't go so well at the Stapleton tank, though, over the weekend. He's got one kid standing there filming it, and then the other one going to jump up onto the bridge and dive in. Yep. He ended up cracking his skull on the rocks in the middle of the pool in front of the whole place. The teenager, a minor, attempted to enter our aquarium as part of an intended prank. The security team quickly addressed the issue of safety. We also, they brought out the law enforcement and everything. They say such occurrences are rare and highly discouraged, but we host over 120 million visitors a year and provide a safe, fun experience for people who respect our store, not people that jump into the tank.
Here's how I address the issue at my Bass Pro Shop. I put a school of piranha in there.
Yeah, jump on in.
You want in? Go right ahead.
I would love to put this video online. Yeah. You put this on, this will stop anybody from doing this again.
And finally, here's an interesting way to transport 67 pounds of weed. How about in a hearse? This happened in Arizona. Customs,
that's some killer weed.
Customs officials in Arizona said a white hearse traveling near Tombstone, Arizona. A hearse in Tombstone. Now, Tombstone is just north of the Mexico border. So this hearse is going through Tombstone, and it was found to be carrying a casket filled with 67 pounds of marijuana. Customs saw this white hearse, and they immediately pulled this thing over. They conducted a stop, and the drug-sniffing dog went bananas. And a subsequent search discovered that the casket being carried inside, of course, did not contain human remains. Instead, 67 pounds of marijuana worth more than $33,000 separated into bricks. There were also several bags of manure inside the casket. They tried to, cover up the smell of the marijuana. That didn't work out too well. The driver is a 28-year-old American man. He has been arrested. I've heard of plenty of people coughing after their weed, but never heard of people dumping their weed in their coffin.
I can't believe it's news.
Yeah, White Hearse should be the name of one of those strains or something. Yeah, give me 2 grams of the White Hearse.
Of Tombstone, Arizona.